"Ah, boys," said he, forcing a smile, "I hope I haven't frightened you. Strong as I look, there is a weak place in my heart, and it does not take much to knock me over. I don't know how you manage this, Mr. Holmes, but it seems to me that all the detectives of fact and of fancy would be children in your hands. That's your line of life, sir, and you may take the word of a man who has seen something of the world." And that recommendation, with the exaggerated estimate of my ability with which he prefaced it, was, if you will believe me, Watson, the very first thing which ever made me feel that a profession might be made out of what had, up to that time, been the merest hobby. At the moment, however, I was too much concerned at the sudden illness of my host to think of anything else. "I hope that I have said nothing to pain you," said I.
"Well, you certainly touched upon rather a tender point. Might I ask how you know, and how much you know?"
He spoke now in a half-jesting fashion, but a look of terror still lurked at the back of his eyes. "It is simplicity itself," said I. "When you bared your arm to draw that fish into the boat, I saw that J.A. had been tattooed in the bend of your elbow. The letters were still legible, but it was perfectly clear from their blurred appearance and from the staining of the skin round them that efforts had been made to obliterate them. It was obvious, then, that those initials had once been very familiar to you, and that you had afterwards wished to forget them."
"What an eye you have!" he cried with a sigh of relief. "It is just as you say, but we won't talk of it. Of all ghosts, the ghosts of our old loves are the worst. Come into the billiard room and have a quiet cigar."